On the phone with me right now is Sam Carpenter, who is one of the Republican candidates for governor of Oregon. Sam, it's good to have you on the program. Thanks for taking the time.
Well, hello, Lars, of course. Thank you.
Well, tell me about this, because we've got Newt Bueller, we've got you, and the two of you are probably the top candidates on the Republican side. Let's start with this. Can a Republican ever win the governor's mansion in this state? The last time it happened was a third of a century ago.
Of course. We have been going about it all wrong, fundamentally wrong. And what we have been doing is going in there as moderate, and that qualifies as pretty far left in Oregon compared to other places. We've been going in there as moderate and losing every single time. I mean, if you're going to be sort of a progressive, why not just do the whole thing and go for the Democrat?
Well, that's it. And I know that the philosophy, I guess, Sam, is that on one hand, when somebody says, Lars, do you think we could get a Sam Carpenter elected as governor in the state of Oregon? I say, well, you could, but you have to get enough votes for him. And people tend, if they're Republicans, they tend toward they skew a little bit to the left, and they feel they have to leave some of their conservative credentials at home to win votes in a blue state like Oregon. I think some of that same logic applies in Washington state as well, because it's a very blue state. But on the other hand, when you do that, when you skew toward the center or even a little bit to the left, you're going to lose a lot of your base. A lot of the people who would love you otherwise would say, oh, no, he's too soft a Republican for me. He doesn't have hard-edged positions.
Precisely. And the one statewide candidate who didn't bow and just stood up and had a backbone, of course, is Dennis Richardson, and he won. Every other moderate, you know what the problem is, Lars? We've been intimidated. This is not that blue of a state. Donald Trump was out by 10 or 11 points, I forget exactly, and he didn't lose by that much, but we have been intimidated by maybe 40% of the Democrats who what I call progressive far left. And one of the major mistakes we've been making as conservatives is bashing Democrats. That's wrong. The problem is progressive far left. Very tiny segment of Democrats. I used to be a Democrat. I used to be an independent at one time. Democrats, the majority of Democrats are down the street. Their neighbors, they're the people we work with every day. They got the problems with the taxes, they got the problems with the kids and the drugs and no jobs out there. And we Republicans bash Democrats. And so I don't bash quote unquote Democrats. In fact, I leave liberals alone. What I'm after is the progressive far left leadership, and they happen to be Democrats. And that's a new way of looking at things, really. But that is the truth, and that's where the votes come from. We will get Democrat votes if we stop calling them names. And so there's a whole lot more to it, too. And but that is the fundamental problem, is we're not that blue. And we've been bashing the very people we're going to need to win the election.
Well, you do make a reasonable point. I mean, I know that I engage in a certain amount of name calling, but I think it's relatively minor. I remember calling Democrat Governor Ted Kulongoski Sleepy Ted because it seemed like the guy slept his way through his term as governor, and he was just a placeholder for Kitzhaber till Kitzhaber could bring the corruption back to the governor's office. And by the way, do you think it's useful, though, to point out to voters, for example, that Kate Brown has been mismanaging the state? She's got maybe as much as $150 million worth of Medicaid mismanagement. She's got mismanagement of state agencies that are really tasked with some important jobs like Department of Human Services that are tasked with, you know, taking care of kids in abusive situations and all that. And we're not seeing the kind of things out of the state government that you would hope to see to be able to get a prosperous, healthy state. And I think that mismanagement should be called out. After all, you know, the governor's race really is a job interview. And if you can persuade enough people that you'll do a better job than her, then you get the job, right?
Well, precisely. And we have to look at what's going on here. You know, Kate Brown's a bureaucrat, kind of chugged or forced into a CEO position. I'm a CEO, and I'm a turnaround expert with businesses, and she's not a CEO. And she's gone in there, and she is totally mismanaging on a bad business plan, which is the far-left ideology. And this is what you get. And this is why the progressive far-left in D.C. or in Salem are seen by regular people, Democrat and Republican, as pretentious and incompetent, and in fact, fools. and that's the tag that they put on themselves, and it's going to be very difficult to get rid of it.
All right, so Sam, before you go any further, I want to make sure we make the best use of this time because I'm going to have to move to some calls too. But tell me this, where can people find the website or Facebook page that represents your campaign?
Okay, the website is MakeOregonGreatAgain.com.
Yep.
And our listeners can draw their own conclusions. And I am pro-life and pro-Trump, obviously. And then the Facebook page is Sam Carpenter for Oregon, which we've put 30,000 new people on it just in the past weeks.
Well, let me ask you something, because there is, I mentioned that Medicaid mismanagement. One of the key pieces of that mismanagement was that Kate Brown's government allowed federal dollars to be illegally spent on abortions that were paid for through Medicaid. Now, the Hyde Amendment at the federal level says you can't spend federal dollars on abortion. And yet they've now admitted that they know they spent at least $1.8 million illegally funding abortions. Now, the minute you bring that up and say, here's an example of where, whether you agree with abortion or not, this is an illegal spending of money by the state government from monies that were appropriated by the Congress that are by law not allowed to be spent on these things. But you know that the minute you bring that up, any of the so-called pro-abortion or pro-choice folks are going to not like it. But, do you think you can still raise issues like that and still draw the Democrat vote?
Well, we've done some internal polls, and you know what everybody hates almost more than anything is this pharmacist can give contraceptives to teenagers.
Oh, Plan B.
Yeah, we don't even have to go into the life choice thing. We all understand that. But again, it is a minority, a very small minority. Talk about illegal, talk about sanctuary state. It goes on down the line. The illegalities go on and on and on and on. And we really are reaching a crescendo of illegalities that are going to have to hit the fan. And they're going to hit the fan slightly after the new year in my campaign.
Well, and they're illegalities that actually have a practical and negative effect on people's lives. When you allow illegal aliens to be in this state, they commit a disproportionate number of crimes. And those crimes typically affect non-illegal aliens. So there's a Kate Steinle effect. Is that going to be one of the hallmarks of your campaign to highlight some of those things?
It is. And, they don't attack just anybody. They attack Democrats. These crimes are against Republicans, they're against everybody. And it's hurting the job situation. Of course, we all know that, along with the offshoring. Yes, that will be a key part of the campaign as
Sam,
we get rolling along.
Remind folks again of the website and the Facebook page so they can go to it and help out your campaign.
Thank you, Lars. It's MakeOregonGreatAgain.com. And then the Facebook page is Sam Carpenter for Oregon.
Well, and Sam, that I'm interested in diversity. I've actually talked to the governor face to face when she was forced to be on an airplane with me flying back east. And I asked her, I said, you're invited to come on the program and I would treat you decently and just merely ask some good, solid questions. And she has never been willing to do that. And she, in fact, indicated on that day that she had no plans to come on and do it. But the invitation still stands if she wants to take me up on it.
Good for you.
Sam, good luck to you, and thanks very much, and happy Thanksgiving. Back in just a moment, you're listening to The Lars Larson Show.